We continue on Motherlode Views this morning, talking with Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley. We've been talking about law enforcement issues in Tuolumne County. Sheriff Pooley, during the last segment, we ended by talking about the K-9 unit. You know, how do you receive funding and revenue for that to continue?
So our entire K-9 program, other than the deputy's salary, is paid for through donations from the public. Our community supports the sheriff's office wonderfully. We couldn't do what we do without their support. Last year, we raised over $50,000 for the K-9 unit. It buys training equipment. It buys the ballistic vests for the dogs. It helps us outfit the cars. And if it wasn't for the wonderful people supporting the sheriff's office in this K-9 program, we wouldn't have it. Right now, we have 4 dogs out on the street, so it's 1 dog on every shift. Again, it's a safety factor. It's a force multiplier. It's one of the best programs we have going, and we absolutely could not do it without the public, so I would like to thank them.
Well, if you're out shopping in Tuolumne County this weekend, you may have noticed some sheriff's deputies out as well with some local kids. So what is kind of the story with that?
So obviously today is our Shop with a Cop day. It is sponsored by the Deputy Sheriff's Association, the CHP, and Sonora Police Department. Essentially, we find needy kids throughout the community. The names are given to us throughout the year. We take those kids. We take them shopping. We spend $100 per child. We buy them some of the essentials, socks, underwear, those types of things, some toys and things that they might not otherwise get. And they get to interact with law enforcement. And all of it is through donations and sponsorships from the Deputy Sheriff's Association. This year we have 55 kids that we're servicing. So if you see all the patrol cars down at Walmart today, that's what we're doing.
Something else I didn't realize until talking to you off the air just a couple minutes ago, but there's also Santa Claus is collecting letters, I understand, through the sheriff's office.
Yes, so Santa Claus put a mailbox at our main office, and kids have been dropping off letters to Santa, and I hear he's responding back and writing those children back. So if you have letters to go to Santa, we'll be taking letters up to the 22nd so that Santa can get responses out to those kids.
So where's the box at? Right at the front of the sheriff's office?
If you walk in the front door of the sheriff's office, you can't miss it. It's bright red on a candy cane pole, and it's well-decorated. You can't miss it.
Many local law enforcement offices have had Explorer programs over the years. Is that something new for the sheriff's office as well?
Well, we're starting it back up. So this just 2 months ago, we started the program back up. We have 5 Explorers already in the program. This program is to expose these young kids to law enforcement. They ride out in the cars with us. They obviously have equipment they're trained on. They get to start interacting with law enforcement and in hopes that they will select a career in law enforcement. We've found that those individuals who have been in Explorer program stay with a particular agency for a long period of time. So it goes to our recruitment, and it's just a really good, fun thing for the kids to do. If I might add, this spring, late spring, maybe early summer, we're going to try to do a CSI camp for kids in the community. Bring them in to the sheriff's office, teach them how to take fingerprints, castings, and those types of things. We're expecting a lot of kids and should be a great program this year.
Sounds fun. Is that somebody that you'd have to be an explorer to do, or is that for
any kid in the community? Nope, this will be open to the public. We'll start sign-ups here in a few months. You can sign up your child. And we're just going to run through fingerprints, black lighting, all the really cool things you see on TV, get some hands-on activities, and get kids exposed to law enforcement in their career.
You know, the sheriff's office, too, relies on a lot of volunteer help. You know, what are the various ways that people can volunteer with the sheriff's office?
So we have 2 major volunteer groups. We have the search and rescue group, which go out and search for individuals when they're lost in our community. They do a lot of grid searches, things like that. They have all kinds of really neat equipment, from snowmobiles to the track machine, which we had out at the Christmas parade. We have drones, all kinds of stuff to help look for folks. It's a very strong skill set that's required that goes with that. We'll train you. You just got to come out and volunteer, and we'll get you trained up. And then on the other side, we have our community service unit. We have them in all the different communities. We have little offices. Those folks do everything from serve subpoenas. They make address placards for your home. They provide all kinds of information. They'll fingerprint you if you need it for a job or volunteer work. With both of these units, again, we couldn't do what we do without them, and they're a great asset. We're always looking for new recruits in those areas. So if you're interested in volunteering in one of those groups, just contact the sheriff's office. We'd love to have you.
Talking to Sheriff Bill Pooley on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We do have about a couple minutes before this show comes to an end. Anything else keeping you busy these days, Sheriff Pooley?
Well, we've partnered up with the county. We're doing the We Are Tuolumne tour, if you will. There's going to be, I think, 7 or 8 dates that we're going to go out, and people can come learn about the county. They can learn about the sheriff's office, all the different departments within the county. That's kept us pretty busy. You know, some other items of note is we've started a peer support team and a crisis negotiation team at the sheriff's office. Our peer support team is when our deputies go out on a critical incident, say it's a child's death or a very disturbing homicide or something like that. Typically, in law enforcement, we've never talked about it and shared our feelings. This is basically just good for the deputy's mental health. We're partnering with probation as well on that. So we've started a really good peer support team. Our crisis negotiation team, obviously everybody knows the glamorous SWAT team aspect of law enforcement. But one of the things is we never want to use a SWAT team. We want to be able to get out of a crisis with no one getting hurt. So we've started training individuals in crisis and hostage negotiations. And so far it's been very, very successful.
Well, Sheriff Pooley, we've come to a close on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Thank you so much for coming in and keeping us updated on law enforcement happenings.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Again, we thank Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley for being our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. If you missed any of this interview or any past interviews, a reminder, you can find Motherlode Views archived up on mymotherlode.com. We'll see you back next week with more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.